How long do you have to introduce yourself to the new neighbors before it's too late and becomes awkward?
Oh, I've surpassed that with one neighbor already.
Wait, how long till you...
How long do you have to introduce yourself to the new neighbors before it's too late and becomes awkward?
Ah.
I think a full year into living there is too much, I'm saying.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, I would agree. I was going to say like maybe a couple weeks.
Oh, really? I would say you have at least 6 months.
Really?
Because then you could just go like, God, I can't believe it's taken this long for us to meet. How are you doing?
True. That's an easy icebreaker.
You know, I think you can ride that wave up until 6 months. And then it's like, yeah, I've been kind of avoiding you.
Yeah. Well, I think time of year matters, too. If it's, you know, if they move in like November, it's like, well, I didn't want to stand out in the cold and.
Right. Yeah.
You know, spark
for me, it's hard because I am not on the same schedule as someone who maybe has a normal job.
A 9-to-5er.
Yeah. So like I'm leaving the house at 10:30 and I'm not getting back till like 8.
Yeah.
It just doesn't match up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Well, you could always knock on their door and say, what's up?
You could. Yeah. You could.
At 8:30 p.m. I'm putting their kids to bed.
You could bring them. Some white chicken chili.
There you go.
At 8:30, they've already eaten supper.
Well, maybe for the next day, bring it in some Rubbermaids.
Hey, I got you lunch for tomorrow. I know it's a little late for dinner.
We made this about a week and a half ago. I figured you guys would need lunch tomorrow.
bring over white chicken chili at 9 p.m. and then be mad when they're full from the dinner that they had. Text, like, go there before in the morning. Hey, I'm going to bring over some white chicken chili tonight, so don't eat dinner, and then show up at 9.
They're
well, we're kind of European. We eat dinner later than usual. Yeah.
Their cheeks are sunken in because they're so hungry.
Stomach growling. Yeah. You open up the door. You're like, oh, they got a dog. Yeah, that's my stomach.
I mean, where are you at on bringing stuff over to neighbors?
I'm out.
All right. my wife likes it. She like if she were to go introduce herself, she might make something and bring it over to
me. Does she ever bring over someone like maybe a peach cobbler?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, apple probably. Pie. Yeah, something like
I
that.
I went and visited my grandparents this week and Anne's like, God, I feel bad that we're not like bringing anything for us to what I'm like, God, we should have brought a peach cobbler. And she was like, one, she didn't know what a cobbler was.
What?
And she's like, why that? You never say peach. I'm like, because that's what old people eat.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah, they love peach cobbler.
And then she was like, yeah, because it's like cobbler's kind of like a pie, right?
Yeah.
From what I understand.
I think it's like a graham cracker.
But
I'm not even sure.
She was like, why do old people love pie so much? I'm like, because growing up, that's all they had.
That's probably,
didn't have fucking Snickers ice cream bars at the general store down the road.
Yeah.
All they had was fucking cobblers and pies.
I feel like it's probably one of the only things they can taste, too. It's like,
well, hold on. Exploring the meaning of peach cobbler in sexual context is one of the research results that show up.
Peach cobbler is an expression used to describe a sexual encounter that leaves a person feeling satisfied.
Really?
Apparently.
So how do you use that? How do you use that in a sentence?
Like, I absolutely peach cobbled my wife last night. You ever peachedly cobbled someone?
Peachily cobblered a chick.
Yeah, they call her the old peach cobbler.
Always satisfied when she's around.
Not
me.
To be confused with the peach gobbler. That's two different things.
Yeah, she was peach cobbler because I gave her that peach gobbler.
Oh my God. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Phrase is often used as an analogy for a pleasurable sexual experience, as the dessert is typically considered to be comforting, sweet treat.
A sweet treat. I also hate that word, sweet treat.
Oh, God.
Huh.
I guess I wouldn't come away from a satisfying sexual encounter feeling comforted.
Maybe that's why they like Peach Cobbler and nursing homes or old folks homes. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of shit going on in old folks homes that people don't think of.
I can't believe.
They do be fucking.
They do be fucking though. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Is our generation going to have still people on OnlyFans when they're in the nursing home?
Probably. We'll go in GILF territory then.
Yeah.
Only grams.
A lot of varicose
free subscription. Yeah, that's actually how old folks homes are going to like market to get new people in the door. You know, they have
we have OnlyFans studios for you. With lights and tripods.
Yeah, that, and you get like I don't know, we'll pay for your first 10 subscriptions.
Yeah, and it's ADA compliant, like there's railing everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere's handicap accessible.
All of it's on the first floor.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how to use Peach Cobbler in a sentence that equals
Should I Urban Dictionary it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like, is it peach cobblered, like apostrophe D?
What? I mean, Urban Dictionary is undefeated. It's just, it doesn't matter how old I could be in the nursing home, and Dylan in the nursing home could pull up Urban Dictionary and I still would think it was funny.
This is a whole new meaning of peach
whatever
cobbler.
You do, don't look up peach cobbler on Urban Dictionary.
Do not do it. Yeah. Oh wow,
it could be peach cobbler could be worse.
Yeah.
That the one on Urban Dictionary sounds more like it would be the peach gobbler, but
yeah, I feel like anyone like under the age of 40 that's saying they love peach cobbler is probably not referring to the dessert. They're referring to something else. I think you gotta be 40 plus to enjoy a nice peach cobbler, you know. Yeah. So anyone younger,
it's an acquired
is like,
taste.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely. Like, you have to get peach cobbler enough times to enjoy peach cobbler, and that only comes with age.
I think I figured it out. It's like, last night I enjoyed a good peach cobbler.
Gotcha.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. That's a good innuendo.
Well, now I'll never look at a peach cobbler the same.
No. Probably a good thing Tyler's not here, otherwise we probably would have worked him
into
this. Oh
my God, he probably knows all about peach cobblers.
Yeah.
So you guys don't know this?
That is a good one though.
Peach cobblers are the gateway to ice cream cakes. I got my first peach cobbler in 2009.
It's more of a fall treat than anything.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.